You said your love had never died. You were waiting for me at home. Put on my jacket, I ran through the woods. I ran till I thought my chest would explode. There in a clearing beyond the highway, in the moonlight our wedding house shone. I rushed through the yard, I burst through the front door. My head pounding hard, up the stairs I climbed. The room was dark, our bed was empty. Then I heard that long whistle whine, and I dropped to my knees on my head and cried.
There's a train leaves some going east and some gone west. Some stand aside to try their best. Some living big, but the most is living small. They just can't even find no food at all.
She's got a ticket to ride. All right, that was just a twofer from the Beatles. We had Ticket to Ride, and then One After 909. Before that, we had Bob Marley and the Wailers with Stop That Train, Eagles with Train Leaves Here This Morning, Bruce Springsteen with Downbound Train, and Jimi Hendrix with Hear My Train A-Comin'. It's trains, guys. That's what's happening here tonight. Trains for training. We're getting closer to the love songs, though. Hang in there. I do have over 2 hours of train songs, so we will be getting more train songs next week. Now, I often like to do my upcoming show announcements at the beginning of my show. However, I forgot. So, let's talk about what's coming up on Highly Recommended, 7 to 9 p.m. here on WMFO the next couple of weeks. This week is training. We got train music and a couple love songs. Bam, done. Next week, we got some more trains, more training, and more train songs. And then Dee Dee, my trainee, is going to have some time on air. And then the rest of the time next week is going to be spent doing a local spotlight on the local music scene in Perth, Australia. Perth is the westernmost and only city in the western half of Australia. Everyone else is on the east and south, and there's a couple people in the north, but like, yeah. So West Coast, it's different. It's different out there. It really, it's like the difference between West Coast US and East Coast US. It's just different. And I think that as the rest of Australia is growing in popularity music-wise in the global music scene, it'd be great to shine a light onto the Western Australia, Perth music scene. So the rest of the show next week will be all local artists from in and around Perth. Then the week after that, so we're already up to, this is the 14th, next week's the 21st, we got Trains, Australia, and Dee Dee. The week after that, we will have more songs from Perth, and the first interview of the month, I think. Yeah. Anyway, there will be an interview. I will be, that was like the last day of last month. Anyway, on the 28th, our time, and on March 1st, their time, I will be interviewing an Australian band called Coco Elise, and you guessed it, they're from Perth. I'm going to be talking to them about their music. They're really cool. You'll get to hear some more of their songs next week if you tune back in. You'll get to hear even more of their songs the week after that when I interview them on February 28th. They're really cool, very hip, very psychedelic, great sound, really seem like really cool people. I haven't spoken with them yet. I'm really looking forward to it. Then, the week after that, I will be interviewing a local to Boston, group known as Lessa and the Moors, which is a fun pun. I got to see them a couple weeks ago at the Rockwood Boston, and that was a very fun show, and I'm looking forward to having them in the studio and chatting with them about their single, which came out today. Check out their new single, Lessa and the Moors, released today, which is why they're not here. Because they're busy, otherwise they, yeah. I also have a trainee, it would have been tricky. Anyway, they're coming in March 7th, 6th? March 6th, whatever the first Wednesday in March is, they will be here. All right, I think that's all of my announcements. Thank you for sitting through that. Other announcements, I'm Mellow Max. My show is Highly Recommended. You can catch me every Wednesday here at WMFO, 7 to 9 p.m. You can also find me on the internet at max.kratzok. That's max.kratzok.com/radio. See all of my announcements about upcoming interviews. Check out my past interviews with local names like, let's see, who we got. We got Little Fuss. We got Bermuda Search Party, formerly known as the Q-Tip Bandits. We got, who else did I speak with recently? A little bit further out, we got Vero Strange. And if you go all the way back to 2018, I had a really cool talk with Amel and the Sniffers, great punk group from Australia. Anyway, coming up next, back to trains, we got the Yardbirds, and then love songs. God, we're finally getting to it. Don't worry.
cannonball down to the ocean. Watch the diesel disappear beneath the tumbling waves. Love is a ghost train howling on the radio. Remember everything she said, only memories remain. How do you do? She said,
behind me right now is Steve Winwood with Ark of a Diver. Before that, we had Counting Crows with Ghost Train and the Yardbirds with The Train Kept a Rollin'. Coming up next, love songs. It's finally happening, guys. We're not even going to listen to this whole song because it's 8 minutes long, and that wouldn't give us enough time for love songs. 25% of the show. Actually, these are too many love songs. Let's start cutting them. Yeah, we can cut a bunch of these, actually. But some of them are fun. We can keep the Ramones, we can keep Modern English, Stella Donnelly, The Cure. Yeah, all right, the love songs are happening. Of Montreal Might Go. That is a cute song. We'll put that at the end. We'll save it. But if for those of you who are paying attention, we did play the one Train love song that I know, and it is Trains and Boats and Planes by Fountains of Wayne. It's a song about missing the one that you love, which counts as a love song. Yeah, Dee Dee gave me a nod. I'm going with it. Anyway, coming up next, we're going to have Modern English and then a bunch of other love songs. So this is for all of you people who, I don't know, did anyone want love songs? If you did, you can call in. Call in at 855-915-9636. What's your favorite love song? Let me know. Maybe I'll play it. Maybe I won't.
Love is in the air.
That was The Cure with Love Song. Before that, we had Stella Donnelly with Love Is in the Air. Stella Donnelly's lovely. She is also from Perth. If you liked her and you think that you might like other bands from Perth, or if you're just curious, you don't know, tune in next week. I will be playing all bands from this playlist today was Trains and then Love Songs. Next week will be Trains, Trainee, and then Perth. And then the week after that, interviewing Coco Elise from Perth and hearing firsthand what the local music scene is like there. Should be really fun. Before Stella Donnelly, another Australian band not from Western Australia, we had Stonefield with Love, released on their 2017 album As Above, So Below. Before that, Ramones with Do You Wanna Dance? And Modern English with I Melt With You. And now, Dee Dee, are you ready with our PSA?
Hi, everyone. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org.
Nicely done. All right, and coming up next to close off the hour, we have four, but we won't get to the fourth one. I'll just talk about it instead. We've got four location-based love songs. We got one about a park. We got one about a bus stop. We got one about a museum. And the one that we won't get to, maybe I'll bump that one up, but Hackensack, truly one of the most renowned, it's the Paris of New Jersey, truly, Hackensack. But that is a really cute song. So anyway, coming up next, The Rain, The Park, and Other Things.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care, she sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. Oh, I don't know just why, she simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind, she crept into my to say hello. She smiled up at me, then she took my hand and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. Just why she simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind, she crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone. One little flower in my hand, but I knew she had made me happy.
She had
flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere.
I love the flower.
Was she reality or just a dream to me? Showed me the way to find a sunny day.
Sunny day. I love the flower girl.
That was the Cowsills with, that was the Cowsills with Bus Stop, and then the Hollies, Cowsills with The Rain, The Park, and Other Things, followed by the Hollies with Bus Stop, and now Fountains of Wayne with Hackensack, another song about unrequited love. Happy Valentine's Day, all. This has been Highly Recommended on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Mellow Max. I'll be back next week, 7 to 9 p.m. Be there. The Perth music scene is fantastic. You don't want to miss it. And tune in the next week, too, for more on that scene. It's going to be really cool. And until then, happy Valentine's Day. Keep it highly recommended.
As long as I need to. And if you ever get back to Hackensack, I'll be here for you. I used to work in a record store. Now I work for my dad, scraping the paint off of hardwood floors. The hours are pretty bad. Sometimes I wonder where you are. Probably in LA. That seems to be where everybody else ends up days. But I will wait for you as long as I need to. And if you ever get back to Hackensack, I'll be here for you.